Hey, it's the Pete here for the Pete Podcast. A little late this week. I've got family in town, and I've been running around with them doing things, so which has been nice, but tiring. Anyway, so I'm recording this on April 14th, which is just a little bit later than usual. I usually record on either Tuesday or Wednesday, and it's Thursday. But I do have some time now, so I'm doing it, making it, carving it out of my day. Because I also have to work on next week's Wild Point Adventures comic. So much to write about. It's interesting because, you know, the whole Bernie versus Hillary thing is coming to a head in my home, current home state of New York. Our primary will actually make a difference. If Hillary wins, it's probably going to be all over for Bernie. And if Bernie wins, it's neck and neck, and it's going to be pretty exciting to follow the rest of the primaries. So I really, you know, just for the sake of observance, I really hope Bernie can pull it out. Excuse me while I sip on some coffee. But yeah, and so it's funny. It's like it actually matters to us, and so I took this topic up in Ballpoint in a pretty transparent opinion piece last week, or this week, I guess, earlier this week, at ballpointadventures.com, if you haven't checked it out. And I felt kind of bad because to me, it's so obvious, and I don't know, I'm having trouble, like, distilling down why we need to vote for Bernie. You know, for me, Obama made provides such a good example of why you shouldn't vote for just, you know, something like skin color or, you know, whether you've got a penis or not. 'Cause here's this black guy who basically, you know, I mean, we've had worse presidents, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sound like he, you know, is the worst ever or whatever, because that was George W. But I think Obama proved that, you know, just because you're not a white man doesn't mean you can't be as corrupt and full of it as a white man. And while he has done better than, you know, some, he's done worse than others. And, you know, the Guantanamo always sticks out, as I've mentioned before, and the drone war is kind of plural. You know, this kind of stuff really bothers me. You know, people call him the deporter in chief. It's true. I've read that and heard that Obama has deported more people than Bush ever did. So that says something right there. And some of these people are actually refugees, so you're sending them back to countries that, you know, are hostile towards them. So that's a scary thing. Anyway, so the point is, here comes Hillary, and we're all excited because we get to vote for a lady, which is, you know, pretty cool, and kind of the first time this has ever happened, or it will be if she actually wins the primary. You know, and I want to be all for that, but I just see time and time again that she is just too much a part of the system. And yeah, Bernie's been in Washington longer than Hillary has, but he's been, you know, the loudmouth nerd the whole time. He's been the one, you know, speaking up for, you know, single-payer healthcare, or rather, universal healthcare, universal education, and more. And he's kind of always been that way. Whereas Hillary tends to, you know, bounce around the topics a little bit. Back in the 90s, she was very, you know, anti-gang and anti-drug, and you know, and we've all learned that that has been a bad way to go. And she hasn't really come out against a lot of that. In fact, her husband just got in trouble for defending his own policies on drugs, on the war on drugs. So that's a pesky topic. And then there's the whole lobbyist thing, where she's taking tons of money from these corporate interests, and, you know, and she, you know, assures us these are not influencing her, But I find that hard to believe. Why are they giving her money then? I mean, are these corporations just really interested in supporting the first female president, or do they want something in return? Why are they spending? I mean, it's Bernie makes a very good point. And then it turns out that part of why Bernie isn't in the lead is because he's losing to the superdelegate vote, because the superdelegates are not beholden to the voters. They can vote however they can support whichever candidate they want. And so these superdelegates, I just listened to Democracy Now! From, I think, yesterday, the day before today. They talk about how some of the superdelegates are actually lobbyists for corporations, countries, and industries. So how is that democracy? That's literally giving a voice to a corporation, a vote to a corporation, you know, and that is terrible. That is a terrible idea. And I don't know if the superdelegates that Bernie has are shills for any of those interests, but if they are, I wish they wouldn't be. I'm against that completely. I don't understand how people can think corporations are people, but let me focus on my point, which is I don't understand why people don't see the shady, untrustworthy person that Hillary seems to be. I have nothing against women. I've wanted women to run for president for my entire adult life, and if you'd asked me as a kid and or a teenager, I probably would have said, hell yeah, I want to see a woman run for president. I want to vote for a woman. In fact, I remember Geraldine Ferraro running with Mondale as the VP. I was very pleased with that, very excited for that. I just don't think I had a policy to be excited for that. I just thought that was cool. Anyway, and so I do now, and always have as an adult. And if it were Elizabeth Warren, I would be all over that. I would be so excited, so fired up, ready to vote for her. But it's not her. It's not her running. It's Hillary. And, you know, her involvement with you know, well, with her husband politically back in the 90s. I mean, I guess I remember a lot of that stuff. And the news media does not. And therefore, the current, you know, latest flock of voters, or even, you know, young voters, or even older voters who just aren't paying attention or remembering what happened. You know, there's just a lot of shady business and stuff that we never quite got sussed out with them in general. And, you know, and then her attitude about, you know, all sorts of stuff now, like I said, the superdelegates and all the money from, you know, the corporate interests, et cetera, all those donations, they just worry me. And I don't know why other people aren't worried. And, you know, she voted for the Iraq War, and she voted to bail out the banks. And you know, she at least I'm pretty sure on that last one. I should have checked that before I started recording. But anyway, the point is, I it seems obvious to me that we you know, she's definitely the lesser of two evils when it comes to Republicans or her. And I'll probably vote for her if it's her versus Trump. But Bernie is the one who's going to change the dialogue. He's going to come in and get probably very little done. Status quo will be perfectly maintained because the Republicans will not let him change it, much like the Republicans have not let Obama do things. And, you know, and so that's kind of my point, is that the dialogue needs to change. We need to stop discussing things in old-fashioned terms. Global warming, climate change, this is a real thing. We can't keep saying, well, the science isn't in, or whatever. Anyway, so please vote Bernie if you're a New Yorker listening to this. We're in the last minute of the regular podcast, and I will go long because there's so much to talk about. So if you're a Patreon subscriber, check out my Patreon page. I think it's just patreon.com/thepete, but you can also get there by patreon.thepete.com. If you are not a Patreon subscriber, please support me. It's just $1 a month or as much as you want. And you can get access to the extended versions of this podcast, as well as other cool content, ballpoint adventures related, probably. Anyway, this has been The Pete signing off. Thank you so much for listening, regular faithful listeners. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and vote Bernie. Thank you very much. Oh, let me know what you think on Twitter. Thanks, the Pete, signing off.